Tensions have escalated between Turkey and the Kurds, who rule northern Iraq. Both are allies of the United States, but they've long had a troubled relationship. The leader of the Iraqi Kurds has accused the Turks of meddling in Iraq's internal affairs. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul that Turkey is accusing the Iraqi Kurds of supporting Kurdish separatists inside Turkey.
It's been a bloody week in southeastern Turkey. At least 10 Turkish soldiers have been killed in clashes with the Kurdish separatist group known as the PKK. At one soldier's funeral in the city of Erzurum, thousands of people marched through the streets chanting, "Damn the PKK." The soldiers were killed during a spring offensive against the PKK by thousands of Turkish troops backed by attack helicopters combing the rugged mountains along Turkey's border with Iraq. As the fighting escalated, the leader of Iraq's Kurds lashed out at the Turkish government. Speaking on the Al Arabiya TV network, Masoud Barzani accused the Turks of meddling in Iraq's internal affairs. He threatened to retaliate by mobilizing millions of Turkish Kurds against the Turkish state. The response from Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was predictable.
Northern Iraq is making serious mistakes. Barzani crossed the line here. He may be crushed under the weight of his words.
Relations between the Turks and Barzani have long been troubled. Turkey fiercely opposes any move towards independence by Iraq's Kurds, and to this day, Ankara refuses to recognize Barzani as the president of semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan. The Turks are afraid that Iraq's Kurds could inspire Turkey's own long-oppressed Kurdish minority. Last month, thousands of Turkish Kurds gathered in Istanbul to celebrate the New Year festival known as Nowruz. The celebration took place under the watchful eyes of heavily armed Turkish riot police. During the festivities, Kurdish teenagers wearing masks chanted the name of the PKK's imprisoned leader, Abdullah Öcalan, a man Turks consider terrorist number one. Over the past 2 months, Turkish police have cracked down on Kurdish politicians, arresting scores of officials from a Kurdish political party that's calling for Öcalan's release. Doğan Erbaş is a top politician in this Kurdish party. He says the remarks by the Iraqi Kurdish leader only made things worse for the Turkish Kurds.
Finding solutions to the problems these statements by increasing tension do not help with finding a solution.
Recently, Turkish officials began accusing Barzani of arming and supplying PKK fighters, thousands of whom live in camps in the mountains of northern Iraq along the Turkish border. Faruk Loğlu is a former Turkish ambassador to the U.S.
In general, they are not only tolerating the presence of PKK in northern Iraq, but also actually helping them in many ways. This, of course, is completely unacceptable.
Some Turkish politicians have called for Turkey to launch cross-border raids against the PKK camps in northern Iraq. Again, former Turkish diplomat Faruk Loğlu.
It's an option to which Turkey is fully entitled in terms of international law. If your national security is threatened by terrorist attacks from across your borders, you have every right to respond to it in the manner that you see fit.
Turkey sent a formal note to Baghdad yesterday demanding that the Iraqi government immediately end PKK activities in northern Iraq. This puts the U.S. in a difficult position. On the one hand, Washington has pledged to help its NATO ally against the PKK, that it considers a terrorist organization. On the other hand, American military commanders say they can ill afford to make enemies of PKK fighters in northern Iraq, which is the only stable region in that war-torn country. American officials say they are trying hard to hold the Turks back from launching cross-border raids against the PKK. A spokesman for the State Department called Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani's thinly veiled threats against the Turks unhelpful. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.